And now to Russia, where a U.S. embassy employee has been ordered to leave the country. That's after Russian authorities nabbed him in a highly publicized arrest. They charged the American as a CIA agent who was caught trying to recruit a Russian to spy. NPR's Corey Flintoff tells us more.
The Russian Foreign Ministry issued a statement declaring Ryan Christopher Fogel to be persona non grata and expelling him from the country. It said the U.S. ambassador to Russia, Michael McFaul, has been summoned to appear at the ministry tomorrow to face questions about the incident. The statement said that Fogel was arrested last night while trying to recruit a member of the Russian intelligence service to spy for the United States. The story first broke in the early afternoon today when the Russian Federal Security Service, the FSB, announced the arrest and provided a wealth of detail to the state news media. The story immediately hit the headlines on the pro-government TV channel NTV. It said that Fogel was working at a comparatively junior position in the political section at the U.S. Embassy, but that was actually just cover for his activities as a CIA spy. The FSB provided dramatic photos and video of a man identified as Fogel lying face down on the pavement as a plainclothes policeman claps on the handcuffs. The man in the photograph is shown wearing a baseball cap, sitting askew on a mop of blonde hair. The story made much of the evidence that was allegedly found on Fogel when he was arrested. It included a large sum of money in euros, a map of Moscow and a compass, dark glasses and two floppy wigs, one blonde and the other dark. Photos of the items also showed a letter to the purported recruit promising an initial payment of $100,000 and $1 million a year if the recruit agreed to be a double agent. Fogel was handed over to U.S. Embassy personnel before the Foreign Ministry released the statement ordering his expulsion. The ministry statement stressed that the Russians were particularly offended by the fact that the alleged spy scheme took place after Russia's intelligence service had cooperated in the investigation of the Boston Marathon bombing suspects. A State Department spokesman confirmed that an officer had been briefly detained in Moscow, but declined any further comment. Corey Flintoff, NPR News, Moscow.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.